May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. As Father Jay said, today is the day of Pentecost, and so today I would like to tell you all a story. And the story is about a place called Balloonsville. Balloonsville. In Balloonsville, the one who made all the balloons decided that he would make them in all different shapes, all different sizes, and all different colors. They were all made by him, but all of them were different. And he made them in such a way that they did not become real balloons until breath was breathed into them, until they received that breath of life. The maker of the balloons knew the purpose of life in Balloonsville, and it was that they all received the breath of life and they all shared it with one another. But some strange things began to happen in Balloonsville, especially when they learned how to tie knots. Red Balloon, when he was blown up, decided to tie his knot very tightly because he believed that he could not learn anything else from anybody. He knew it all. Green Balloon, well, she tied her knot so tightly because she did not see any sense in sharing anything that she had with any other balloon. Now, Yellow Balloon, he gets into a mess because he also knew everything that he felt he needed to know. And then he felt that there were more things he needed to know. And he started to get very proud of the things he needed to know. And he just kept getting bigger. And you need to close your ears if you okay. Because he burst. We just woke up the Baptists. Made himself bigger and bigger until he burst. And then there was Orange Balloon. Now, Orange Balloon, well, he tied his knot so tight because he knew exactly what was right. And he also knew exactly what was wrong with every other balloon. And he was so sure that he was right about everybody. And he was so sure what was wrong with everybody that he made sure that all the other balloons knew about it too. And so Orange Balloon carried one of these. It is a very shiny, very sharp pin. An Orange Balloon never had any hesitancy in using it. After a while, there were all sorts of casualties all over Balloonsville. Those who had tied their knots so tight had become soggy. Those who were so full of their own knowledge and their own pride burst. Those who had been hurt, punctured, wounded, just laid there because the holes that they had in them would not allow them to retain any breath of life. So the one who created Balloonsville needed a way to show the balloons how to live as he had originally intended them to live. So he sent the most perfect balloon to tell all the other balloons a few simple truths. First of all, he said, the way to live is not tie yourself up in knots. You are receiving the breath of life, and you think that that's all there is to it. So you tie up your knots, and nothing can be shared. You give nothing away, and therefore there's no need for you to come back for any more. Secondly, he said, do not be just a taker. Because the more that you take without giving, the more danger you have of bursting. So what you receive, share with others. Thirdly, throw away your pins. Throw them away. And fourthly, remember that the one who has created you has much more to give to you. And the only thing that's going to happen to you when you keep on taking in the breath of life and giving out the breath of life is that you're going to grow older. And you're going to become a little frail. You're going to be used. And you will become wrinkled. But that is how I intended it to be. Sorry about that, dear. I have shown you. And now you know that you can do it. And then the perfect balloon went all around Balloonsville. And he gathered all the balloons that had been burst. All the balloons that had been wounded and punctured and with pins. And he gave them new life. Now there were some in Balloonsville who had become very worn out and very wrinkled. And there were some in Balloonsville who were not so old, but they were so weak that they could not live anymore. And he said to them, I am going to take you with me to a place where you will have a new life that will last forever. And because of the life of the perfect balloon, life in Balloonsville was enriched and it was full and it was good. Because most of the balloons did what the perfect balloon asked of them. They didn't get themselves tied up in knots. They received and they gave life. But there were some who still tied their knots. And there were some who still carried pins. And the one who created, and the perfect one who came, looked on it all and smiled and hoped. Amen.